Chapter 3, The Three No's, The Power of Conviction. As I looked toward this new career vision for myself, I thought back to the lessons that had shaped me from a young age, the importance of making decisions, setting clear goals, and putting in the work to create opportunity. But there was another lesson from my early years that was absolutely invaluable as I ventured into realms where few, if any, looked like me. How to persevere through rejection. Goals are powerful, but reaching them requires conviction and resilience, especially in the face of no. The lesson began when I was a young Girl Scout selling cookies. Raised in a close-knit Spanish-speaking community centered around our church, I wasn't naturally comfortable speaking to strangers. Selling cookies felt intimidating and uncomfortable. When I confided in my troop leader, she offered advice that became a personal mantra. Never walk away from a sale until you've heard no three times. At first, this was a practical sales tip. Find common ground, handle objections, and persist with confidence. That is easy to say, but in reality, it can be hard to do. That rule taught me not to see no as the end of the road, but as a challenge to reframe, reimagine, and push forward. Practicing it repeatedly taught me to lean in when I heard a no instead of moving away. It became a pillar of my resilience, shaping how I approached everything from school to my career. But over time, it became much more. The first no. Girls like you don't go to college. One of the earliest tests of this lesson came in high school. Sitting in the waiting area for a session with the college counselor, I was met with skepticism before I even walked into her office. She looked at me and declared, "Girls like you don't go to college." By that time, I had been practicing the rule of the three no's for years. Instead of feeling the sting of rejection, I recognized it immediately as the first no. I calmly walked into her office and sat down. When she asked what I wanted to study, I replied confidently, "I want to be an engineer." She laughed dismissively. "Girls aren't engineers." That was the second no, but I didn't falter. I asked for the information I needed and left her office, determined to prove her wrong. I pursued my dream of becoming an engineer, starting at NMSU and ultimately breaking barriers as one of the first Hispanics to earn a